And now for a little 90s nostalgia. And we're not talking about fashion or even a TV reboot. That's Fly by the band Sugar Ray, as some of you may remember. Their pop-influenced sound catapulted them to stardom in the late 90s and helped Sugar Ray shape the pop rock sound of the time. And it's been 10 years since their last album, and Sugar Ray's back with a brand new album titled Little Yachty. I'm sitting in the highest tree, 'cause the view looks good to me. So let's sing a melody, 'cause this is the place to be. And we're joined now by Mark McGrath, the frontman of Sugar Ray. Welcome.
Ah, yes, off the charts, but in our hearts. It's so nice to hear like the beginning of Fly again. It brings back such great memories. And that's the reason why I'm talking to you all these years later. So it's fun to get creative again and put out a new record.
It's been a little bit since that. I mean, I think I was driving around in my parents' car in high school when that was on the radio. And it's also been, you know, a decade since your last album. But you've been busy. You co-hosted Extra. You did a lot of reality TV. What made you want to get back into doing music?
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but after my work in the classic Sharknado 2, 3, and 6, I thought it was time to get back to the music. But, you know, Sugar Ray's always been playing. We've been a band for 30 years, believe it or not, last summer. And we've always been playing live. But to get a chance to be creative is something we don't get to do as much anymore because, let's be honest, the record business has essentially gone away. It's become a streaming business. And writing a new record wasn't really on the table for us. You know, a band like us really trades on our nostalgia. But luckily, I was on a show called Celebrity Big Brother about a year and a half ago, and they wanted to do a little bit of an intro piece to me, Mark McGrath, what I was about. So they said, let's put you in a studio and we'll do what you normally do during a day. And I go, well, during the day, I'm usually driving my kids to school or to soccer practice, but we can
fake a glamorous rock star life, right?
There you go. Picking up the dog poop in the backyard, you know, just like everybody else does. But my guitar player was kind enough to be part of the intro package, and so was my drummer. And he came up with a cool little lick he had, a little song, and it was about a third done. And we started writing the song as Big Brother was filming this intro package. And when I came out of the house, my guitar player called me and said, dude, remember that song we filled for your intro package to Big Brother? I go, yeah. He goes, well, the producer, Michael Lloyd, sent it to BMG, and they want to do a record deal. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. In this day and age, in 2018, that's when it was back then, a major label wants to offer Sugar Ray a record deal. What happened when I went into the Big Brother house? So it was fun that this big, giant major label was taking a chance again on a little band like Sugar Ray. And so it was great to sort of just write a record for fun. And that's what we did.
Yeah. And I want to talk about the name of the album. Okay, Little Yachty. Can you tell me how you landed on that?
Well, you know, it's funny, kind of, it's very garrulous and verbose, like most of the things I say. But when I was thinking about the band in the 90s and bands like ourselves, Smash Mouth, Everclear, Third Eye Blind, we were kind of almost the yacht rock of the 90s when you think about it. You know, we crossed over multiple genres, multiple platforms, and we almost were that yacht rock. Everybody kind of knows who we are. So when we were playing our live sets, we included some fun yacht rock classics, like, for instance, the Escape song, the Pina Colada song, people know it best. You know, if you like pina coladas, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight. And we just made a really fun record, and as I saw it take shape, I go, oh my god, we're making a yacht rock record, and we have the pina colada song on there. How about Little Yachty as a title? It was fun to do. And yes, I did reach out to the rapper Lil Yachty, which was also inspired by. It's obviously a play on his name. And he goes, oh my God, that's the greatest title ever. You guys are legends. I'd love to jam sometime. So there was multi-layers to the title, as is commonplace with a Sugar Ray record.
So I want to hear a little bit of one of your new songs, Make It Easy.
If we could dance the night away.
This one reminded me so much of Sugar Ray from the 90s. It made me think a little bit of the riffs in Every Morning, for example. How did you think about how much you wanted to borrow from the past versus how much to sort of develop and evolve with your sound?
Yeah, I think you evolve as human beings in terms of experiences. You know, I have two kids now. I'm married. So I'm not going to be singing about beers and cars as much as I used to, you know. But we did have a Sugar Ray sound. And that's why we're still playing today. And if there are people that are looking for a new Sugar Ray record, we're going to give you what you want to hear, hopefully. At least that's the fences we're aiming for. And our guitar player, Rodney, it's funny you bring up every morning. Rodney Shepherd has wrote some of the most iconic guitar riffs of the 90s. The riff for Fly. I mean, it's such a classic riff. Every morning. Someday. These are classic guitar riffs from the 90s that Rodney Shepherd came up with. And he goes, when I'm coming up with the riff, I want to go back to what got us where we are. What was responsible for our success? It's the guitar riff. It's the multiple melodies. It's him and I singing that, like, maybe long extended melody with some, like, a lilting chorus with lyrics that are uplifting. And I think this song really hit the bullseye on that. And that's why it was the first single. I want to let people know, if you're going to listen to this new record, steal it, download it, whatever you do, just know you're going to get that Sugar Ray sound for sure.
Sugar Ray was one of the defining sounds of certainly the late 90s. What do you think accounted for your success then?
Well, I think one thing that was pretty obvious with us is that we don't take ourselves too seriously and we like to have fun. I mean, that was our edict when we joined the band. We started as a cover band and then we got a little bit better and we started writing original songs and they kind of were just fun, light, airy, more rocking songs because we didn't really know how to play back then. But if you turn your Marshalls up to 11 and you have a Les Paul guitar, everybody was getting signed in the early 90s because they're Nirvana. But a lot of these bands were very sort of, they were angry. There was a lot of angst in there and we came from the opposite end of that. We were raised on the beaches of Southern California. We love reggae. We love the Beach Boys. You know, we love all the dark stuff too, but it wasn't really organic to who we were. I think America was ready to have fun again. And I've always known this about the record industry and the music business. A good melody, whether it's Old Town Road or Rock Around the Clock, you know, a good melody and a good lyric will always be popular. And luckily, we had a little bit of divine intervention and a lot of help in a village. We were able to stumble upon a few hits.
Is there a particular song from this album that you would like to go out on?
You know, I think it's a really cool song. There's a song called Trouble on here that I think it was written by anybody else but Sugar Ray or performed by anybody else but Sugar Ray would be a hit, especially in the country market.
I've been thinking about you. Where would I be without you? Two steps closer back to your heart.
I love this song. You know, I hope people find it on their own because I truly love this and I want to play it live. I think it would be testing their patience a little bit if we threw it upon them now, but I hope people organically find it because I'd love to play this one live.
That was Mark McGrath of the band Sugar Ray. Their album Little Yachty is out now. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for taking the time. It's an honor to be on NPR. I listen to you guys, and I'm like, do they know it's me that's coming? So I'm really honored. Thank you guys for taking the time. But the love we have between us is happening, and I never want